still turning your Bibles this morning to Luke chapter 14, starting with verse 16. Luke chapter 14, starting in verse 16, the Bible says, "Then he said to him, a certain man gave a great supper and invited many, and sent his servants at supper time to say to those who were invited, come, for all things are now ready. But they all with one accord began to make excuses. The first said to him, I bought a piece of ground and must go and see it. I ask you to have me excused. And another said, I've bought a yoke of 5 oxen and going to test them. I ask you to have me excused. Still another said, I've married a wife and therefore I cannot come. So that the servant came and reported these things to his master. The master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city and bring in the poor, the maimed, and the lame, and the blind. And the servant said, Master, it is done as you've commanded, and still there is room. Then the master said to the servant, go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in that my house may be filled. For I say to you that none of those men who are invited shall taste my supper. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you today for your blessings. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to come into your house and read your words, sing praises to you. But Lord, today is a special day as we celebrate with a commemoration of your Lord's Supper. Lord, you said, let us remember your crucifixion, your death, your burial, and your resurrection till you come back. And God, we pray today that we'll do just that. We give you all the praise and glory, for it's in Christ's name we ask it. Amen. The story here is of a man who had a great supper, and he invited people to come, and they all made excuses why they couldn't come. Excuses won't get you into heaven. Oh, it seems good many times that we have an excuse, but excuses, I hear them all the time. What are you going to give God when you stand before his throne? And he says, depart from me, I never knew you. What I want to talk about this morning is three great suppers. Three great suppers that will come about. First, I want to call this the supper of salvation. You see, we are separated from God. Man in his sin has separated himself from God. The Bible says, in the beginning, God created Adam and Eve, and he placed them in a garden, and he told them not to eat of a tree. They disobeyed God, and God, I hate to say kicked them out of the garden, but he put them out of the garden, and he put an angel there to guard the gate so they could never return again. And because of their disobedience to God, we are all sinners. Every single one today. When God gives the invitation to the supper of salvation, I pray today, if you're here in this church, that you've answered that call, that you did not make an excuse and say, well, I've got to do something else, Lord. Another day, another time, I'll come, but not today. You see, in a moment, we're going to give an invitation. And that invitation is, if you're lost without Christ, you don't know in your heart that you're saved. I don't know about you, but in 1975, I gave my life to Jesus Christ. I remember the time, I remember the date, I remember where I was sitting. It was a change in my life. I haven't always been perfect since then, but there's no perfect people on earth, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But I have forgiveness of my sin. I know beyond any doubt that if I died today, I would go to be with Jesus Christ, for he's prepared a place for me, and I know that. It's not because of my works, the Bible says, but it's because of his grace. For the Bible says we are saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. I answered that call of salvation many years ago. Have you? Have you answered the call? You see, he says all things are ready. Christ has done everything that he can. In the next few weeks, we'll be celebrating Easter. Next week, I'm going to talk about the old rugged cross where Christ was crucified for our sins. You see, somebody had to die. We're sinners, and God says somebody has to die for our sin. Well, we're not good enough. We're not perfect. It had to be a perfect lamb. And Jesus Christ was the Lamb of God, that he offered himself on the cross that we might have life. The invitation of salvation is given. All you have to do is come to Christ and say, Lord, I realize my lost condition. I want you to come into my life. And the Bible says, the moment we ask, whosoever will may come for salvation. Now, that's the supper of salvation. Have you accepted the call? Have you accepted his call to come this morning? You see, it's a call that comes, and when we come to salvation, we know a joy in our life. Somebody said, you Christians can't have any fun. Well, I tell you one thing. I've had a lot more fun in Christ than I ever had outside of Christ. And it's going to be a great day, and we'll talk about that in just a moment, when we stand before God and we hear him say, well done, thy good and faithful servant, come on in. Instead of depart from me, I never knew you. But the thing I want you to think about this morning is before we take the supper of salvation, I want you to know, I want you to think about, have I accepted that call in my life? And if you're here this morning and you do not know that you know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, would you come to him in the invitation time? Would you come and say, okay, I want to make sure, I want to know that I have Jesus Christ in my life. It's just that simple, such a little child can do it. A little child knows that they're sinners. A little child knows that they need Christ, and a little child can come to Christ. It's just that simple. I was 21 years old at the time I believe when I accepted Jesus Christ. I'd been going to church all my life. But that night, when the invitation to salvation was given, I realized, you know, I really don't know Christ. I don't have the assurity in my heart. And I said, Lord, would you come into my life? And he did. And I stepped out. And I came forward and said, preacher, he said, I know you want to rededicate your life to Christ. I said, no, I want to be saved. I want to be saved. I don't want to just come and rededicate my life. You see, people rededicate, and what they really need is salvation. Because, man, when you come to Jesus Christ for salvation, he makes a change in your life. So the supper of salvation, a great supper was made. Jesus Christ has prepared it. It's ready, and he calls you, whosoever will, come. Would you come this morning to salvation? Then what we're going to do in a moment is commemoration. A supper of commemoration is what we're about to do. The Lord's Supper, he says, this do in remembrance of me, what I've done on the cross of Calvary. You see, I said Jesus Christ died on the cross. Somebody had to die. And God knew that man wasn't good enough. Man could never do it. You see, he sent out the Ten Commandments to Moses and the people, and he said, keep these commandments. The commandments couldn't save them. Don't think you can keep the Ten Commandments. They couldn't. And if they couldn't and generations couldn't, what makes you think you can? The Ten Commandments were given to show us just how great a sinners we are. And you know, Jesus Christ came. And he said, I didn't come to do away with the Ten Commandments, but to fulfill the law. What the Ten Commandments couldn't do, Jesus Christ said, I'll do. I'll go to the cross. and I'll die upon that cross. I'll give my life for you. And he said, listen, I want you as Christians, as believers. You see, when we come to Christ, we're believers in Christ. You've been forgiven by Jesus Christ. You're now in Christ, the Bible says. And he said, I want you to remember that you didn't die, but I died for you. I gave my body. Man, just think of it. We're going to talk about it next week. But we're going to talk about the body that was whipped, the body that was broken for you. He said, that's what I want you to remember. But let me tell you something. If you do not accept the gift of salvation or the invitation to the supper of salvation, you can't partake of the supper of commemoration, can you? Because you don't know yet what Christ has done for you. So when the cup is passed, when the bread is passed, I pray that if you haven't accepted the call, it'll be a testimony to you. It'll show you that you need to come to Christ, that you need Him as your Lord and Savior. And it'll remind you that, oh yes, I didn't accept it, but I need to, and I want to, and I want to come to Christ. And by that passing you by, you'll say, preacher, I want to come to Christ. I want to partake. I want to be in the supper of commemoration. I know what Christ has done for my life. And you'll come to the supper of salvation. When the cup is passed by, it'll be the same thing. You'll see that cup, and you'll know that was His blood. Oh, the juice that we drink's not the blood, but it's a figurative of His blood. And you'll say, oh, that is the blood of Jesus Christ. He gave His life. He shed His precious blood that I might have life. And it'll be a testimony that you too need to come in under the blood of Jesus Christ. You see how that fits? Now, if you haven't taken of the supper of salvation, you can't take of the supper of commemoration in your life. And then the last supper I want to talk about real short is in Revelation 19. It's a beautiful story. In Revelation 19, you know what? Jesus Christ has died for us. Listen to what it says in 19. Now, I hope everyone in here today, my prayer is everyone within these walls, you listen, will be at this supper. It's the supper of jubilation. The supper of jubilation. For if you're not in the supper of jubilation, you're in hell. You're in hell. You see? Because it takes place in heaven. Listen to what it says. Let us be glad and rejoice and give Him glory. For the marriage of the Lamb has come. His wife has made herself ready. That's the church. And to her it was granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright. Oh, you know there's nothing more prettier than a bride when she comes down the aisle for the, you know, with the white wedding dress on and the music playing and the husband is there, or the future husband is there. Oh, that's a picture of in heaven, of jubilation. For clean and bright, for the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saint. And then he said to me, write, blessed. That word blessed means happy, glorious times are those who are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Listen, it's going to be glory. It's going to be heaven on. Man, from now on in heaven with Jesus Christ at the supper of jubilation. Oh, I can remember when I was a kid, you know, growing up. Grandma Jones had a big home. They had a home that was old-timey homes. You know, one of those old white houses. It was just a big old house. I think it had four or five bedrooms in it. But, you know, in the dining hall, she had a lot of kids. The reason they had to have a big house. But in that dining hall, there, it was opened up kind of through the middle, and she had a long old table. That table was probably at least 20 foot long. And all those kids and grandkids would gather around that table, and she would take out all the food there and place it on the table and cover it up with a white tablecloth. And boy, we just thought, man, when they take that tablecloth away, we're going to be celebrating. It was a glorious time in around Christmas at Grandma's house. A glorious feast. And we knew that it would be there. I can envision today for miles the feast in heaven is going to go on. All those who are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. All those who have been saved, all those who've been invited to the supper of salvation and have said, yes, Master, we will come, will be there. All those who have partaken of the supper of commemoration and have remembered His life and what He's done on the cross for you and I all these years, we will be there. And I pray this morning that every one of you will be there. You see, I know that there'll be a lot of people there, a lot of people that we probably won't think will be there, and a lot of people we think are there won't be there. It's not a denominational thing. You know, there's going to be a lot of Baptists that don't make it there. There's going to be a lot of Methodists that don't make it there. Oh, but there will be Baptists there. There'll be Methodists there. You know what's going to be there? Those who accepted Jesus Christ by faith. Christians. Those believers in Jesus Christ who God has made a change in their life. They will be there. For the Bible says if you don't come by the way of Jesus Christ, you can't get there. There's no other way. Oh, Jesus was about to leave His disciples, and He said, listen, I'm going to prepare a place for you, and when I go, I'll prepare a place for you, and I'll come back to get you. And that's going to be in that great supper of jubilation. We're going to celebrate. We're going to feast on the riches there in glory. Oh, listen, folks. If you haven't accepted a salvation invitation, you need to today. It's there for you. He said, all things are made ready. What's made ready? Jesus Christ has made a way for you to come to Him. Simply by faith. Ephesians 2:8 says, for by grace are you saved through faith, not of works, lest any man should boast. Folks, we need Jesus Christ this morning. And if you have not accepted that call to salvation, through the supper of salvation, would you do that today? If you're sitting there and you're saying, oh, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not really sure. You need to make sure. I did the same thing. I could go through this church and tell you, Brother Teddy's did the same thing. I've heard him give his testimony. Many of you have done the same thing. Oh, we grew up in church, didn't we? I grew up in church. I went to church every Sunday night, every Wednesday night. You see, I had to. I played the piano. I had to go. Recklaw didn't have but one piano player. When she was out, I said, it was me. And Daddy says, you're going to go. He didn't give us an opportunity like we give our kids today. He just says, get up. And we went. And, you know, I went, and all of those years that I went, I was lost. When the preacher told me about that, and I thought, oh, well, I don't know if I've been saved or not. I said, you know what? I want to nail it down. I want to drive a stake right here, May 25th, 1975. Boom. I'm trusting Jesus Christ. Then I'll know. And by faith, I said, Lord, I want to be saved. And I stepped out. I was on the fourth row at Eastside Baptist Church there in Rusk, Texas. And I stepped out. The moment I took that step, God saved me. Oh, what a joy. Oh, what a peace. Don't tell me Christians don't have fun. I have a peace in my life to know that whatever this life throws at me, when it calls me home, I have a place that God has prepared. Would you come this morning? to the supper of salvation, so that you'll have that place. More than just a place, you will have assurance in your heart that you have Jesus Christ. Beyond any doubt, I have Jesus Christ. I nailed it down on March, what is today? Whatever today is, March 25th, March in First Baptist Church of Gun Barrel City, I nailed it down. I drove a stake up. I was saved that day. Would you do that? We're going to give an invitation. Brother Teddy, would you come? And if you've never trusted Jesus Christ, here's the way you need to do it. You need to come today. If you are saved, and you know you're saved, but you're not right with God, you've been playing games with God, you've fallen away from God, you need to come and kneel at the altar and say, Lord, I want to get my life right. For the Bible says you should get your life right with everything before you take of this supper. Would you do that? If you're looking for a church home today, and this is the place God's led you, why not come? We'd love to have you. Come today. Whatever decision you need to make, just don't pass up the invitation of the Lord's Supper. For he says in that invitation, he says, listen, for I say that none of those who were invited that have refused shall taste my supper. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you today for this glorious time where we have the opportunity to give our life to you and to take of this commemorational supper, that we might remember what you've done for us. We give you all glory, we give you all praise, for it's in your precious name, the name of Jesus, we ask these things. Amen.